Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are, whoever you are. My name is Ahmed Ahmed, and I am one of four co-hosts on today's special edition of the Southwest Shadow Podcast. I am met with my three fellow co-hosts, and their names are...
Hello, I'm Cameron Hinton.
I'm Jackson Bogan.
And I'm Ramil Chiguba.
And today, we are going to be discussing a topic that is near and dear to our hearts and probably the hearts of most of our audience. How much should high schools teach, and what should high schools teach? Most of you in the audience have probably heard someone in your day-to-day life say something like, "Why would we need to learn this? We're going to never use this in our real life." While many others counter that the materials that you learn in high school, all of them, if not, will, even if you don't use them directly in your day-to-day lives, still provide you with skills and talents that can help you in the fields that you will eventually enter into in adulthood. And today, the four of us will be discussing this topic. Cameron, what do you think?
Right, so I believe I have relatively unconventional views when it comes to this because I've done a lot of thinking about it in my own time. But in general, I think that the way our education system is currently set up, I don't think it's enough to remain competitive in the next few decades. Because as it stands, in my opinion, everything past freshman year of high school is, for the most part, going to be completely irrelevant to 98% of the people who take it. And I think that's horrible productivity-wise, because look at it this way. If instead of taking an extra 3 years of high school, you instead spent 1 year getting job training for something you think you might be interested in, even if you only go into that job for 2 or 3 years, you're getting more financial and just educational, practical educational benefit to you, and it helps you, in my opinion, develop as a person faster by actually getting out there and working, because it actually shows you what working in that is like rather than being told. So this has a myriad of benefits.
Hold on. Do you mind if I press you a little bit on that? So like, isn't the common counter argument to that like, well, sure, you know, most of the stuff you learn after freshman year isn't that useful, but most of the stuff you learn after freshman year is also optional, right? I mean, you know, Algebra 2 is the highest level of math you need to graduate at Southwest. And I think at most high schools, it's actually lower than that. I think you just need geometry. So, you know, isn't it up to the student to say, you know what, I don't need this math. I don't need this high level of English. I don't need to go into science. I'm good. Like, isn't it up to the student? Isn't it the student's choice?
In theory, yes, but I do have two counterpoints to that. First, it is frankly unreasonable to expect a student in our current society to not take at least 3 or 4 years of certain classes, because if they don't, that may, A, show up as a negative thing on their transcript, especially if they're trying to go to a prestigious college, and B, it's kind of, I wouldn't say frowned upon, but at least in my experience from what I've seen, it's weird when someone like does, for example, 2 years of high school and finishes all their required classes over summer. It's weird because no one else does that. The other argument against it is that yes, these students technically don't have to do it, but due to the way we've set up our ideal life, quote-unquote, of get your basic education, do really good in high school, go straight to college, get a degree, due to that mindset, which is a fine mindset, by the way, for most people, but due to that mindset, it is viewed as... It's either viewed as unacceptable, or you just straight up don't know the option exists to not take those classes, because you're like, why wouldn't I? That's important for getting.
Yeah, I think those are two good counter arguments. Man, how crazy is it that like 60, 70 years in the future, our grandkids are all going to be taking like video game classes and like how to be the best shooter in CSGO. And, you know, they're gonna be like, wow, how did our grandparents live with having to take like Algebra 3? This is insane. So Jackson, what do you think about what Cameron is suggesting?
Well, to respond to your counterpoint, something that he didn't bring up, like the highest level of math you're required to take is Algebra 2. And I'm currently taking Algebra 2. And I mean, just looking at it from a practical standpoint in response to that, it's like, yeah, sure, taking those high levels of math is optional. But then even the non-optional math, Algebra 2, in most practical cases, is completely useless. Especially a lot of the theoretical math that you have to learn for the last half of the year, just all completely useless. And to respond to how Cameron wants to set up the education in general, I actually think that's a decent idea, or a good one, is just having a system in which you gain practical work experience as opposed to working with, I mean, topics that you don't really need to be working with. And like he said, with the way we set up the ideal life, it's ideal to go for those higher classes anyway, especially if you want to be more successful.
Okay, yeah, I think that's also fair. Ramil, what do you think about this? Because I guess my big hang-up is still, you know, these options still exist. You can go to an occupational school. You can go to a trade school. If you, you know, hate math and just want to, you know, become a car engineer, you can do that. You can go to either a community college or a trade school. It's super cheap and super, you know, super affordable for basically everyone. And you can, you have the option to do that. In many cases, it's less expensive. So do you think Jackson is correct in what he's saying, Jackson and Cameron?
Well, I think it completely, this whole situation, I think, is just another example of the broken correlation between the public American education system and the private American college system. I really think that these choices, the specific classes that you take after freshman year, it's just trying to get you to narrow down what you want to do in life. It's trying to prepare you to what you want to take in college. So a specific class, if you take chemistry in, let's say, 10th grade, and you don't want to be chemistry, it shuts down your interest in science, then don't take chemistry in college. Don't take any science careers or majors that heavily involve science. If you like it, then go ahead and do it. But I really think that some of these unnecessary classes are really just more of like a test dummy. You know, testing out your interests, kind of trying to narrow down your career path. And so
I agree with that 100%.
It's a broken correlation between the college system and the public education system, but it's the correlation that works. And it may seem unfair at first, but then again, if these unnecessary classes are going to get you to college and they're going to kind of encourage you to take a reasonable, a safe, and something that's interesting to you type of career, then I'm all in for it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that 100%. I mean, the entire point of high school is to provide, you know, a blank slate, a sort of a floor for you to be on. So later on in college, you can have specific topics and specific majors for you to go into, right? Like, I agree, gen ed classes in college are extremely stupid. There's no reason why you should, if you're like a dental major at Harvard, there's literally no reason why you should have to take a freaking music theory class. That's insane. Right? Like, I agree with you 100%. But in high school, I think it makes more sense to have a broader floor, because I'm not sure it's reasonable to expect a 15-year-old to know what to do with their lives.
Yeah, that's true. So regarding that there's a reason why high schools have more of an opportunity, but it's the opportunities that they provide are kind of moderated. So in Sweta, we have programs like nursing, engineering, culinary, but they're kind of closed. So children and teens kind of develop a sense of what they want to do during towards the end of middle school, after they've learned almost all of the necessary things that they need to learn, you know, like basic science, basic math, basic English. So once a child develops all of the knowledge from all of the basic knowledge, at least, that you need to actually succeed in life in middle school, then high school start taking that and they start giving them opportunities which are completely moderated and closed, so that we don't have school systems, don't have students that are just jumping back and forth and not thinking about it. They really want people to think about what they're doing during high school, if they actually enjoy what they're doing in high school. And I'm not necessarily sure that the point of high school is for you to love it. They just want you to get a sense of what you love and hate in the future.
Well, Vermeil, you actually brought up something really good there, in my opinion, for all of our arguments, really. Take SWCTA as an example. Yes, we have programs. We have career programs. That's the entire point of the school. So imagine... let me bring up an example quickly. I personally, though my plans have recently changed, I personally came into SWCTA having no idea what I wanted to do in my life. And I got into the dental program. And the first year, I was kind of iffy about it, but it was a bit interesting. After that, I go to an actual dental class and practice or learn about real procedures, real things I'd be doing, real stuff. I had no interest in being a dentist prior to being in that class, but after being in it, I thought, that'd be fun. That's a career I want. And if that option was open to everyone, if that option of, in a theoretical world where there's, instead of after the first year of high school, there's 3 more years of high school, if there's a lot of these career and technical academies everywhere, and the only class you had to go to was for the field you're going into, imagine how much you could learn about that field with a standard school day dedicated to that class. If it's competently ran. Yeah, go ahead.
No, finish your point. I was saying I wanted to say something after you finished.
Okay, that's good. Sound good. So if it's competently ran, you're giving almost everyone in the U.S. a really good experience of life. And yes, Ramil, taking these general education classes gives you a very slim idea of what you're interested in, but in practice, those classes we're taking, like if I'm taking a US history class and then I'm really interested in it and I become a historian or teacher or something to do with it, that class had nothing to do with my actual work field. I might hate it once I become a teacher or a historian because I didn't know what it was like. But if instead there was a career program that lasted a year that showed you the ins and outs of that job while also teaching you history, that would be, in my mind, way more interesting and way more effective at teaching you and giving you experience. Go ahead, Ahmed.
Wait, have you guys ever seen the Nickelodeon show Victorious?
Once. Why?
Okay, so you've seen it, Ramil. I imagine Jackson, you must have been a big Victoria Justice fan, right? You probably seen
No, I wasn't.
Right, okay. So in the show, it's basically 4 years of a high school at a drama school. And one of the things that pretty much like every reviewer of the show pointed out was that all of the students don't learn any of the actual material, right? They don't learn anything about history or math or English, right? It's all like music and acting. And it feels like the idea is that like that feels like it seems like a utopian dream if you're like a 13-year-old kid, right? And you like you want to get into acting, you want to get into music, and you're like, yeah, like I don't have to do any of the math and English. That's so awesome. But like in reality, like that's insane. right? Like we recognize that a lot of the things you learn in high school are important, not just to get a job, but also to like be a decent civically minded human being, right? People need to know a lot about American history so they don't, so, you know, when they go to the ballot box, they're making informed choices, right? Like we need to have more civics education so we have more than a third of the country able to name the three branches of government. Like it feels to me like when you say stuff like that, right, I feel like you're discounting the like actual material benefits that people get from school.
Yeah, that's true. So building off of that, I'd say yeah, interesting. What I would say would be a solution to that issue is that for things that matter in your life, that matter as a person, things like knowing certain aspects of U.S. history, especially how the government works, especially economics, anything to do with that, that can be a like subclass you take for the first like career and technical academy you go to. So if you decide to switch fields and you've already completed the classes, you don't need to go to more, but for the first one it'd be required, because I agree with you, that does build good socially well adapted for the most part people. So those are important classes, yes. But if you look at it like Jackson brought up, algebra 2. I'm not going to say I'm a good student, but I do try and pay attention. And from everything I've seen of algebra 2, I can't imagine me ever using anything to do with this. Algebra 1 had merit. It's variables. Algebra 2, it's still technically variables, yes, but the concept of the realities they're being used in Algebra 2 just don't exist in the real world unless you're specifically forcing it to exist by making convoluted math equations. That's not making me a better person. That's not teaching me how to learn. It's just teaching me memorization. Yes, memorization, the ability to memorize stuff, that's a skill you can learn. But you can teach that directly. You don't need a class for it. You can teach people how to research stuff. You can teach people how to remember stuff. I did it to myself, and for things I want to learn about, I'm now able to learn, in my opinion, a very large amount of information on topics I'm interested in a short time span, because I've developed research skills on my own. But those skills, for the most part, they didn't come from school. I wasn't taught those. What do you think about this, Jackson?
Yeah, it's circling back to the Algebra 2 thing. I can't ever imagine, especially with the line of work I want to go into, I can't ever imagine my boss coming down to me and being, hey, can you get me the log 3 parentheses 3x plus 2 end of parentheses equals log 3 parentheses 3x plus 1 2. Thanks, get that to me when you can. Like, it makes it makes no practical sense in the real world. And it's not teaching me the better person. It's just making me want to slack off. In fact, it's doing the opposite of encouraging me. Whereas I feel like if I was actually doing something I was able to find a passion about, I could more expressly learn and harness skills.
So I guess that I guess that you know, poses an interesting question, right? Which is, what are the solutions to these problems? So I think probably the most reasonable one, or I guess probably the easiest one, right? But it's, you know, questionable as to whether it's reasonable, is, you know, have two different kinds of schools. Have regular schools where you go and you learn math and English and reading, and have specialized college-like schools where, you know, you go in, right? They're publicly funded, so they're free, right? You don't have to be super rich to go into them. But, you know, you say, you know what? I don't need math. I want to be a historian. I want to be an American. I want to, you know, go to college and be a professor of history. I don't want math. I don't need
fantastic
it.
Idea, in my opinion.
Right, and so it's like a mini college, right? So they teach you, you know, things like about history and political science, European history, American history, and, you know, you get the, as long as you take the basic math classes, right? Stuff like algebra, right? After that, you say, listen, I don't need any of this. I know what I want to be. I know I want to be a historian. Does that sound like a, you know, I don't know, ask you know, I'll pose this question to Emil too. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yes, that sounds like a fantastic idea. I think we should completely stop the specialized and specific classes that are assigned to us, stopping from middle school. If we have these instituted high schools where we have a free choice of class, I think that could achieve the goal of actually getting students a gist of what they do in the future a lot more efficiently, without the actual consequences or the actual payment, you know, the high student loans that you actually have to risk in college.
Yeah, I think, so do you guys think of any, can you guys think of any other solutions? Or, because I feel like that's the you know, most simple one, but I mean, it would cost a lot of money. The administration, I think, would be difficult. I don't think this is a short-term change. I think this is a, you know, sort of 40, 50 year, you know, long shift.
It's certainly a huge jump in how we handle things. And any time that happens, it doesn't tend to go well for the first few years, if we're being honest. So I think that what you said, the idea you brought up, I think that's a great idea. And thinking about it, that's the best one I can come up with, at least at the moment. But in terms of implementing it, I'm not going to lie, it's going to be really difficult. Especially because we've stuck with our current educational system for so long. We already have all the infrastructure in place for that. Shifting resources or acquiring the funding for new methodry would be a difficult task, to say the least. But I think if pulled off successfully, it would be a huge benefit.
All right. Well, you know, hopefully by that time, my joke of the video game classes becomes no longer a joke. It becomes a reality. Fingers crossed. All right, dear audience. Now we pose the question to you. Should schools fundamentally alter how they teach their students, or should students become more grateful for the education that they're getting, even if they don't see the immediate benefits to it? We want to hear what you think. Signing off from the Southwest Shadow, my name is Ahmed Ahmed.
I'm Cameron Hinton.
I'm Jackson Bogan.
And I'm Ramil Taguba.
And we'll see you on the flip side.